When Eric came, he was then based in, I'm pretty sure he was based in Mandela House. We did some events in the car park at Mandela House. We did two series of comedy events in the car park. Because alternative comedy was just taken off at that point as well. And they were really successful. So we managed to get a license so we could sell alcohol. And I think it was like every Friday night, and they would always sell out. We did two shows, did the same show twice, and they were enormously popular.
Can you remember who you had?
Jack D. No, these were, but it was done through, I think it was like programmed through the Comedy Store. Or maybe it was Avalon, one of the comedy agents. They made it easy. They said, we'll do, whatever it was, 200 quid a night for three performers, and because it's a charity, you keep the bar and whatever, you do over tickets on that. Guildhall? Yeah. So that's right. So Paul, that was his gig, Paul Darkin, and he is a great promoter. And that, I remember once the Junction opened, that we relied on that a lot for funding. They always sold out.
Amazing.
So
it sounds like, even before the Junction started, the fact that the Junction was about to start just started to create a real buzz about lots of live acts.
Definitely. And everyone was young and had energy. It just sort of worked. Everybody liked everybody. And Eric, I suppose what you'd call him now, he's sort of like a community development worker. And he was... So then Eric came in as the community development worker, or the Junction coordinator or something. Or even then it wasn't called this, Cambridge Venue Group coordinator.